Saint Jerome, pray for us. Like a lion roaring in the wilderness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, did you ever sometimes for fun think, or maybe talk with somebody else, about the question, if I were an animal, what kind of an animal would I be? Well, if you do that about the saints, if you had to choose one animal that would represent a certain saint, for example, Saint Joseph Cupertino, the flying saint, well, he could be a bird, right? He could fly up to the heaven, an eagle, soar up to heaven. And that's a symbol of Saint John the Evangelist. Or Saint Dominic, we've just installed him for the month of the Rosary, and his mother had a vision of him that she gave birth to a dog, because like a dog he served our Lord faithfully, and he ran around the whole world bringing in the light of the torch that he has in his mouth. Or some saints like Saint Peter Claver, he would say to himself, now you are a donkey, and a donkey just gets told what to do, and if it doesn't do it, it gets beaten, and it doesn't ask any questions, and it doesn't complain. He was very strict with himself, but he was very gentle and kind to others. Well, today's saint is the lion saint. He had a terrible roar, and he tended to be always attacking people, and sometimes it didn't matter if they were nice or if they were bad themselves, he'd still attack them. He's a bit of a traditional Catholic saint, Saint Jerome is, so we should know something about him and love him for that, because he loved his faith very, very strongly and fiercely. In fact, they say that towards the end of his life, he lived in Bethlehem, where our blessed Savior was born, in a cave. And he lived in a cave. I saw it once when I was there. He lived in a cave that was very close to the cave of Bethlehem. And there he prayed and fasted and studied. And I think he got so close to the crib because he wanted to be a little bit more like the baby Jesus instead of like the lion of St. John the Baptist. But there you have it. That's how he was by his nature. And they tell the story about him, I don't know if it's a true story or not, but that once upon a time there was a lion around there. And everybody was afraid of the lion, but St. Jerome wasn't afraid of him because he was a lion himself, after all. And the lion was limping, and he felt sorry for the lion. And so one day he got to looking at the lion, and he looked at the lion's paw, and he had a thorn in his paw. And he just took the thorn out of the paw. And he wasn't afraid in the least. And because he did that, the lion befriended him, and he came to stay with St. Jerome in his cave, and he protected him. Because at some point they were all attacked by the heretics called the Pelagians. But that's another story. When St. Jerome was a young man, he was a great student. He loved to study above all. He loved everything that he was learning about. And he studied all of the pagan writers of ancient Rome. And because he was studying in Rome, that wasn't too Christian a place yet, he had a lot of temptations. He saw a lot of things that were bad. And sometimes, because he was curious, he wasn't careful about his eyes, you know, what he was looking at. You know, you have to be careful about what you look at, because sometimes there's someone who's immodestly dressed, or someone might have something bad on a TV screen or a computer or something. And it's ever so important not to be curious, children, and not to look. Well, St. Jerome, when he was a young man, sometimes he was careless. And so for the rest of his life, sometimes, he would have temptations about those things that he had seen a long time ago. He's a good saint for that, because if he was fighting against others, he was also fighting against himself. And he would do penance sometimes. He would fast for a whole week just to get rid of his temptations and his sins. But, of course, you don't get to be a saint and a great saint by fighting against other people. You have to fight for Christ and the Blessed Mother. And this he did beautifully. when he became a Catholic priest and a great monk and writer, he would write to defend the Blessed Mother, ever Virgin Mary, the Mother of God. And he would write to defend our Lord's divinity. And he would write against any heresy. And he wasn't afraid of anybody at all. But as I say, sometimes he got so enthusiastic, he even attacked the good people like St. Augustine. Well, that happens sometimes. You know, in life, children, we consider it very important, especially in our country called America, we consider it very important to be nice. And people would say, well, don't say that, that's not nice, or you be nice. And generally speaking, that's a good piece of advice to receive from your teachers or parents or priests or anybody at all. We should try to be nice. But sometimes there's something more important than being nice. And what is that? That's serving our Lord, hating the devil, being a faithful, strong, true Catholic, come what may. And that's the kind of a Catholic St. Jerome was. Because he was that way, he fought his whole life long against error, and he worked and he prayed so very, very hard. He was a lion, and people, even good people, were a little bit afraid of him when he came to town. But never mind, he knew that he not only had to fight against the devil and error, and people if they were doing something bad, he also fought against himself. How do you fight against yourself? He fought against himself by penance and by prayer. I told you about the fasting, but also by studying. Did you ever think about that? A good way to fight temptation, a good way to grow strong in your mind and soul is your studies. Don't get distracted easily. Don't give up right away if you don't like reading a book or doing your homework or something like that. Remember, my whole life long, I must work. And now is my time by my work to get myself ready for my life's work. When I work this way, I'm fighting too against the devil and temptation. Really, I'm fighting against myself. St. Jerome was the lion saint. We all know some people who are like lions. They roar at us, and sometimes we're a little bit afraid, but then we should remember that deep down in their hearts, they mean well, and so that's all right. St. Jerome realized deep down in his heart that he really shouldn't be roaring at people, and he tried his whole life to beat that, and I don't know if he ever really did, but he always did penance to make up for it. There's a famous painting of St. Jerome, I don't know if it's that one or a different one, in the Vatican, where the Pope used to live, in the Vatican. Well, and this Pope once passed by this painting, and he looked at it, and he saw St. Jerome and the lion, and St. Jerome was in his cave, and St. Jerome had in his hand a rock. And with this rock, he was beat. You know how we do that during the mea culpa, mea culpa, mea maxima culpa? You wouldn't really do it to hurt yourself, but it's a sign of being sorry for your sins when you say the Confiteor. Well, he actually had a stone there, and he would beat himself with a stone right over his heart because he didn't want to have a stony heart. He didn't want to be mean and impatient. He wanted to be humble and kind like the Holy Child Jesus, only it was a lifelong struggle for him, and so he did penance. Those kinds of penances, children, especially the penance of controlling our eyes and working hard on our studies, are most pleasing to our Lord, and they could help you your whole life long. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.